Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
This is out of complex, bruh. Never been done like this ever. Let's go. I'ma put my hands up.
Well, lady, we're going to get this thing
jumping and stumping, and we're going to make it do what it do. And just like my boy said, already. Y'all know how I do this thing. This is your boy, Mississippi Joe. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Talk with your host, Mississippi Joe. Doing it like no other. Coming from my mother. So let me get this thing started. Y'all know how I get out. I first of all give thanks to the big man, the real big man, the one who sits high and looks low, the one that don't need nobody but him. Don't need nobody else. Don't need an army. Don't need nobody but him. So I'm going to start by doing that with a prayer. So those of you who know something about this, please join me in your mind and spirits. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you allowed us to breathe and come to you humble and with a righteous mind. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for everything that you are about to do. Lord, we ask that you bless the sick, the lame, the shut in. Lord, we ask that if anything gets in our mind and our hearts and it's not pure, Lord, we ask that you remove it. Father God, we know without you, we're on the wrong path. Father God, we know with you, all things are possible. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are traveling up and down the highways and byways. Father God, this little country boy is coming to you once again saying thank you. Because I've traveled the highways and byways today, and you blessed me to go and come, just like I left. Father, we always giving you the praise and the thanks and the glory. Father, we want you to know that you're not forgotten. You're always in our hearts and minds. Father, I know without you, none of the things that I do would be possible. Father, we just want to tell you that you're everything. And we ask that you keep storing your grace and mercy upon us. Father, I can go on and on and on and on saying the great and talking about the goodness of you, Father. But I'm not going to do that because it will be everlasting. There's no words big enough to describe how great you are, Father, and how awesome that you are. And Father, this little country boy just simply wanted to say, thank you, Father. And in your name we pray. Amen. Lady, what's happening? What's happening?
You tell me.
Grudge World. I'm going to tell you like them young boys told me. I was talking to them, and they left me, and they were playing the radio loud. And they said something like this. I ain't worried about nothing. Hey, what's going on? Lady, you think I'm crazy, don't you?
I mean, we're going through the phones tonight. Let's do it.
Well, you know, an old man told me one time, a wise old man, he was an alcoholic. But just because you got problems don't mean that you're not wise. You can get your most valuable information from a person that's doing bad or a wino or a crackhead or et cetera, et cetera. He told me, he said, son, laughter is good for the soul, and I found that to be very truthful. What about you, lady? Do you agree?
I agree 100%.
So, lady, I'm going to tell y'all like that young boy told me when he left driving off playing that music in that car. I ain't worried about nothing. What you think, lady?
I hear it.
But welcome, though, everyone. Lady, Do we have any hands up?
We don't have any hands up right now. We have a caller
okay.
that is on, but he needed about 2 minutes, so I'll let you know when he comes on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I said, when you have all my guests, just text me and let me know, and just keep their mic open and ask them to keep their phones on mute. When I call for them, I'm going to let them talk one at a time because nobody can hear. I just want the grudge world to hear this wisdom and this knowledge that these great gentlemen is about to share with us, and that goes for me also because I can see a problem occurring in the grudge game. And I think that my job is to do whatever's necessary for us to see more grudge racing, not less. So I think that I'm going to bring this to the forefront with some very wise guys. And I really want to hear everybody's opinion because all the guys that are going to be on here, I value all their opinions. I think all of them are very wise and very intelligent. Regardless how we get along sometimes or whatever the case may be, we still all stand for one thing, and that's we love grudge racing. Would you agree, Lady? Lady? Hello? Well, grudge world, Lady is doing something.
She's in the background doing something. What it is, I don't know. But we're going to get this thing jumping and pumping. And we're going to make it do what it do.
I have a special guest. Special guest, would you come on? I believe your mic is open, sir. Lady A. Oh, my God.
Y'all bear with me. I think we're having technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on. Bear with me. Hold on one moment, please, so we can get to the bottom of this. Got a great show for you all, so just... I really got a good one, so hold on, and we're going to get this thing jumping and pumping. Yeah. Lady, Lady A. Lady A.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just coming
okay,
out of the private room.
Okay, I didn't know. Do I have one of my special guests on?
Yes, Atomic Dog is on.
Okay, well, I'm going to start it off with him. Is his mic open?
It is.
Yes. What's going on?
Tommy Doll, how you doing, fellas? Say hello to the grudge world.
Hey, what's going on, everybody out there? What's up, Joe?
Tommy Doll, I wanted to get you. I'm going to tell you what I tried to do. I tried to get Pro Stock Joe, you, the Godfather and Wild Man on tonight, because I see a problem that's rising in the grunge world, and I wanted to talk it over with you guys and get a little bit of y'all input and wisdom about it. I've been watching this thing grow for a little while, and I saw a little bit of it last night. And what you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm finna share this with you. I listened to Wit and some other guys talk about 315s and the Slicks, the Drag Raiders and the Slicks. Okay, it's a lot of good races that we can see, the fans can see, and we can see, and we can have and get. But some of the guys want to do 315s. Some of the guys not tested on 315s, so they run in 29s. So therefore, if the race will go on at a later date, maybe, once they get tested on the 315s or dialed in or whatever. And, you know, as a promoter and a racer, you never want nobody to not come at their best. But you also want to see some good grudge racing. So I see that being a little problem coming up. And I want to hear some of your input about that situation, Atomic Dog.
That's the tie situation, Joe?
Yes, sir. The 315 and the 29W Slick.
Well, first of all, Joe, you know, I'm a big tie guy. You know, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge on the 29 and 315. So, personally, I feel like the guy that's actually suited to answer that question best would be the guys who actually run those tight tires. They can probably tell you more of the difference than I can. So, you know, I'll reserve it that you get somebody on that got more knowledge about the 315 versus the 29, since they got more experience with them. So I think that's the position I'm going to take.
Okay, Atomic Dog. Well, I still appreciate your input. And if you just hold what you got and go on mute, we'll jump in when you feel free, all right?
All right.
All right, Lady A, let's go to the callers, please.
Hey, Mr. DeJoe, what's up there?
Oh, not Godfather. Hold tight. Let me get these two callers, and I'm coming right back to you on this, because this is a serious matter.
Yeah, what's up, Tracy? How you doing, Tracy?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hold what you got, Godfather. Lady, let's get them two callers, and then we're going to get straight back to the Godfather. We don't want to have him waiting long.
Caller 803-8211, your mic is open.
Hey, Mississippi Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, boss?
Hey, nothing. Just tuning in.
This is truck drive, baby.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, boss? How you doing? Glad to have you, truck drive. We're going to, I see a lot that's been to happen. We finna miss a lot of good racing because you got a lot of the big-time grudge racing. I'm talking about the elite are starting to switch over to 315s, and you got still a lot of the elite on the 29s. And we as racers and fans and promoters, it's our job to make sure that we see good grudge racing, not avoid them or not make them go on. So I'm trying to see how we're going to do this to get the races off. You understand what I'm saying? Without asking
right.
Another man to handicap his car or not come at his best. You understand what I'm saying, truck driver?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I want to get the Godfather and the knowledgeable ones on here and get their opinion so we can cut this off before it gets real overshadowing and overbearing. You understand what I'm saying, truck driver?
Yep.
Okay, so just hold what you got, put your phone on mute, and jump in when you get ready, and we're going to go to the next call, truck driver.
Okay. Hey, let me all receive right. This before you leave. Tommy Dog. Hello?
Yeah,
hey, what's going on? Hey, get my number from Pro Star Joe, cause I'm headed down there towards your way today.
Okay. Yo, you want to take the joke?
All right. Thanks, y'all, ladies. I'm going to ask that y'all go on mute, please, so I won't have to mute nobody's mics. Because I'm not going to say that too much. Y'all know me. I don't have good patience. So if y'all don't be on mute and y'all try to say something and y'all don't hear y'all say, y'all don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be unmuted to everybody. All right,
I'm going on mute.
Cause we
I'm
all
going on mute.
So I shouldn't have to keep repeating myself. And I'm not going to keep repeating myself. I'm letting y'all know that. I'm giving you fair warning. These shows are built for everybody to hear what we're saying, not a lot of noise and static and background noise. So with that being said, lady, let's go to the next caller, please.
Okay, caller 224-6386, your mic is open.
What's up there? What's up there, Joe? This is the Smooth Criminal, man. How you feel?
Hey man, Bo, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Yes, sir. What's up, dog? How you doing, brother?
All right. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Hey, I'm going to say this because, you know what, the last couple of weeks, man, these 31s been popping up on the cards and all the big-time big boys been, you know, trying to get races with them guys that haven't run them 31.
Hey, it ain't your time yet.
And no, hey, listen, no, what I'm saying is that you take away, like, I kind of agree with Joe. And, dog, I heard you on the other day when you was on your boy, Tony Bond.
Hold on, Smooth Criminal. I'm going to let dog have a segment. He going to talk when everybody else shut down. So I'd rather for you to just go ahead and say what you want to say so he can just take the floor and everybody else just be quiet and let him say what's on his mind. That's why I'm giving you your opportunity to say whatever you want to say briefly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, well, I'm just going to say this. I just think that most of the brothers that found a new drug, you know what I'm saying, in the entire 31s and trying to change the game, you know what I'm saying, I just think that they ought to, you know, basically, you know, stick with what you know. You know, most of them guys are 29, they're not running. So when I come out the K to see these big boys grudge race, I don't want to see nobody crying about you got 31s, you got a W on, you got this. That take away from me spending thousands of dollars coming to see y'all race, and ain't nobody going to race. What's the benefit of that?
That's what we're trying to cut off right now. And as we speak, I'm going to ask you to mute your mic, Smooth Criminal, and we'll come back to you. But right now, we finna go to the Godfather, and I'm going to ask everybody to mute their mics because I definitely want to hear what he has to say about this situation. And I also want to ask him to reach the day later. Whoever that is, say, mute everybody's mic. Say, mute everybody's mic except for the Godfather. Everybody. I tried, but nobody act right. Godfather.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
All right, I'm doing pretty good, Joe. Doing pretty good, brother.
Okay. I don't know how long you've been on the show, but
I heard. I know what you want, Joe. I know what you want, and since you didn't send me no check, you might not like what I said.
It don't matter. I want you to speak the truth as the Godfather would. Come on with it.
All right, that's good. What Joe coming out with is he got a good topic here. Is he worried about the 315s and the doggone 29s? Now, I'm going to answer this here two ways because it goes two ways.
Okay.
If you can make your car work better within the rules, which is the 315 races that the promoters have been letting them get in, then ain't nothing you can do about that but let them get in. Now, Joe, as a promoter, if you're a promoter, you can give it to promoters. Either y'all can have a class for the 315s or y'all can have a class for the 29s. But if you don't and you allow the 315s to run with the 29s, whatever it may be, if they within the rules, I don't see no reason why they can't run. Now, I understand what you're saying. They might go faster, but if that's the case, unfortunately, you might have to just change your stuff if you think you can go faster with them to put them on, too. So it's going to be up to the promoters, Joe. I don't think it's going to be up to the promoters whether they have a class, two classes or one class, Joe. If they have one class, Joe, and they let them in, hey, man, ain't nothing we can do about it.
Okay, I got a question for you. I like the well said. I have to agree with you, well said. But do you think by the grudge racers doing that, a lot of them jumping over the 315, do you think that's stopping a lot of action?
I'm glad you asked that question, Joe, because you just said something. you don't realize what you just said. You said grudge races. Now, most of the time, these doggone guys with these 315s, they doing shootouts. That's what I'm trying to say. If a grudge racer, I don't care if a grudge racer got a 17-34 in there. If I think I can whip his ass, Joe, I'm going to his ass. So we got to make a decision. Are you talking about grudge racing or are you talking about shootouts?
I'm talking about grudge racing also. Okay, just say for instance, me and you got a car, but I know you got a big motor, I got a big motor. We pretty much equally matched. Except for you got a 315, I got a 29. And I already think that you're tough.
Okay. I'm glad. Now Joe asked some good questions, but he ain't sent me no checks, so he might not like my answers. And I'm going to use this here. I'm going to go back to the old school. I'm going to go back to the old school, and I don't care who don't like what I said.
Right.
When the Gangsta Boo 1 was out, in all honesty, it was a whole lot of goddamn guys out there on 1734, 1633 that couldn't whoop it. So if you talking about a grudge race, Joe, you just got to pick your grudge race. I don't give a damn what kind of tie they got on, Joe.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Well, that's
well,
the best I can ask
for.
Now, Tracy on the phone, and I respect him, and ask him, am I in line with what you're saying? Because I understand what you're saying with the 315s and the 29s. The 315s might be faster. But we talking about shootouts. If it's a grudge race, I don't care what tie you got on if I think I can whoop your butt, Joe.
Right. I agree with that. But Godfather, okay, this is what I'm saying. If me and you pretty much got pretty equally matched, you got a big motor, I got a big motor, we both got good working cars, but, and I know you're going to be tough. You know, a person know when they got a tough six. And you got a 315, I got a 29W. And I see you make a hit, and I'm seeing that you really able to lay that power down on that thing. But I want to race you, but I think you might be a little bit too much for me because you got that 315. So basically what you're telling me is that I need to leave you alone.
Well, Joe.
Until I get mine, some 315s on mine and get it. I mean, some 315s on mine and get it down in. Don't think I might win or if it's going to be close, right?
Joe, you just answered your own question. My point I'm trying to make, if I lock Joe in, and I already know, I'm looking at Joe with the 315s on there. If I lock you in, I still think I can beat you. But now, who is to say, Joe, if you go put 315s on, you're going to go faster? What I'm trying to say is if you got a car and you think you're running as fast as you can with your car, like I keep saying to Joe, and I'm just repeating myself, I don't care what size tie you got on. If I come to you, I think I can beat you. I don't care if you got 315s on or when you got 1734s on.
Okay.
Talk to me, Joe.
Okay, well, you don't think that's gonna stop us from seeing a lot of races in the future?
I can't say that because ain't nobody really running 315s right now that I know of, but Whitney.
Okay.
But ain't nobody Whitney, and I gotta be honest with you now, Whitney racing, it ain't like they dominating, so they getting races, they dominating. So I don't think that's gonna stop it because everybody ain't gonna be on the radio. Plus, all these tracks ain't gonna be if you ain't going to Holly Springs or Valdosta per se. These tracks ain't prepped for no damn radios.
But but I see that. See, we not getting the grudge races out to the grudge tracks because they got the 315. I'm gonna use an example.
Okay.
I was talking to Stunner about this. All right, you got live action, which is K9 and them now.
Yes, sir.
They don't come to none of the grudge tracks. You know where they want to race at now?
Where's that?
Valdosta or either Holly Springs.
Do they have on radio,
you know,
Joe? Joe, they got radio on?
They got radio on.
Okay, Joe, I ain't trying to be nasty, but I'm going to be straight. That's one damn car. Who really gives a damn?
But what I'm saying, Godfather, just what if some of the main other players start doing the same trend?
Joe, listen to me real good. If you got a race car and you want to race it and want nobody to race you, sooner or later you're going to come in and you're going to either put it up or you're going to come do it. You can't make these guys race now. The money's so tight, everybody want a sure thing. Everybody want a sure thing. You want it, I want it, whoever. Race your car. The best you can race is the fastest go. And I'm going to say it again, and I don't know why you even argue with these dummies, because you can use the Gangsta Boo 1. And I keep using that because that's the only thing I can use to show this here. It could have whooped some of them damn top sportsman cars, and if they slipped, it might have whooped some of them pro mods.
I'm sorry, I had to tell it,
but that's the way it is. That's what I know.
Right, but I'm just saying, Godfather, I'm seeing what's coming in the near future, though.
You know what, to be honest with you, though, Joe, I'm finna say something else. Now, a lot of people ain't going to agree with me, but I don't care because I'm a one-man band. That ain't what's stopping the damn races. What's stopping the races is everybody want a sure thing, and if they don't think they got a sure thing, they want to up the goddamn pots. That's what's stopping a lot of races, all these big-ass pots. I hate to say that. That's what's stopping races.
Now, Godfather, I don't agree with you on that. Let me tell you why, though, and then I'm going to listen to you. Because I've heard a lot of the same ones that don't want to run for the fight. If they get somebody like Butt Naked or Stunner or somebody who they think they got dead, they'll run for the fight. So,
Joe, you a goddamn genius. You're telling the damn truth. That's my point. See, that's my point. It ain't the jokers that they worry about no tires, cause ain't too many grudge racers, grudge racing now. I ain't talking about shootouts. Got no goddamn radios on. And Whitney is the only one that I know that runs radios regular, but they racing. So right now, I see the point you're trying to make, but right now that ain't the problem to me. That's just to me now. That's just my one point. Now you can open the lines up because I know there's a lot of more people than probably join because I know Pro Stock Joe is trying to tie his show into your show, so it's a lot of more people probably listening now, Joe. But that's what I'm saying. Whitney got razors. They're the only one that runs razors that we familiar with regularly, and they getting races. So I don't. This don't hold no water to me, Joe.
Right. So what you telling me? You don't see this becoming an epidemic in the future. You think it's still going to be a minimum with 315s instead of a maximum. That's what you're telling me, right?
Joe, to be honest with you, that's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you, Joe.
Okay, then. Well, maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but I see it becoming an epidemic in the future.
No, because everybody, because I'm trying to tell you, they put two tracks that cater to radios. And ain't nobody going to be going just the two tracks to race if you're a grudge racer now. If you're a grudge racer now, if you're class racing, whole different ball game, Joe.
Okay, I want to ask you this. If my car is dialed in for 29Ws and it's two guys or one guy out there that I want to race with a 315, would you consider this ducking or hiding in the bushes if I tell you right now I'm just racing guys with 29Ws on when I get through with them and I put the 350s on, get them dialed in, I'm going to come see you.
You want me to answer it correctly, Joe?
I'm on truthful. That's all
you
I want. I'm going to answer like the Godfather.
Okay, I'm going to answer like the Godfather. If you ask me this question, you ask me, Joe. I'm going to tell you right now. Joe, you got it. You already got it in your mind. I'm talking about Mississippi Joe now. The doggone gangster boot champ, Mississippi Joe. I'm talking about you. You got it in your mind. You scared of them 315, so it's in your mind that you can't beat a joker with 315. I can come out there with smoking with 315s, and you don't want to run it because you got it in your mind them 315s is faster. That ain't the damn truth, Joe.
No, that's not what it is, Godfather. I'm going to be truthful with you now.
Okay, then, Joe, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna reverse it on you. You had 29 duddies on the gangster boot one, right?
Yeah.
Now, to be honest with you, Joe, just be honest with me now. Who out there right now that grudge races that got fucking 315s that you right now thought you couldn't beat? See there?
I might get trouble with that candy cane car.
The candy cane car might be bad, but we saying might. It ain't proved itself yet.
Okay, I'm gonna finish answering your question. I might catch trouble with K9 them, and that's my point. That's what I'm trying to say.
K9 them ain't come out here and whoop nobody either. Who they whoop?
But I seen the car run.
Who they whoop, Joe?
Godfather.
Joe, who they whoop?
They whoop nobody, but I seen.
Okay,
the
that's
car
my
run.
Point, Joe. See, Joe, look here, Joe. I got a goddamn. I went to the mall today. I went to the mall because I forgot to tell you the day of my birthday. I went to the mall. I seen a good looking goddamn woman standing there, the best looking woman I ever seen. I went and paid her to go to the hotel room with me. When she got through pulling off all her shit, she looked like shit. So my point is, everything look good ain't always good, Joe.
Yeah, but just for instance, I'm going to just use somebody as an example. Somebody that you might have a real grudge against. You ain't going to give him no advantage of you like that. You ain't been to run him with 29W on when he got 3.
No, why you keep saying you think it's an advantage, Joe? Why? What have you proven to show that it's an advantage, Joe?
Listen to me. I have to agree with you, Godfather. What you're saying is right. On the right track, it is an advantage. On
Joe,
the right track. Now.
Joe, okay, I'm finna use Atomic Dog, and I hope you don't get mad. If you look at Atomic Dog car, if you look at his car, Just look at his car. I don't. It don't look like now goddamn Pro Mart, top sports car out there. Can I run him? Looking at it. But
hey,
the Tommy Dog came
on
both
on
fucking great.
Hold on 1 minute, Godfather. Keep going 1 minute.
Dead air time. They got them. Got to read them texts, man. Somebody complaining because we taking too much time talking. I ain't trying to talk. I'm just answering questions, y'all.
Well, Godfather, well, I tell you what we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
I like the way we answer that. We can go on and we can hear what the fans got to say. How about that?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Joe. I'm on. You know I'm on mute. I know how to keep my mic quiet.
Okay. Lady, let's go on to the callers, please.
Okay, 817-6258, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? This is Jackie.
Hey, what's happening, Cat?
Hey, man, I gotta agree with the Godfather on this one, man. You got people, if 315 is going to stop some racing, it's because somebody didn't want to race to begin with. Because if you got a good race, you got two guys want to get one of it, somebody gonna put snow tires in their car. If that's what it's gonna take to get this race out there. You know, I mean, if they really want to get some racing on, that's what it's gonna take. That's what they'll do. Now, if you gonna let a radio stop you from racing, you get hard in it anyway. So I mean, go to leave that alone. So I mean, I don't think so.
Well said. See, I just want to hear some opinions. And hey man, well said. I value your good opinion. You know, if that's what I want. That's what I want to hear. Some opinions on this. I could care less one way or the other because I'm smart enough to know if you got a 315 on and I'm running 29. When I come see you, I'm gonna have a 315 on and I'm gonna be that tested at the track that you want to race me on, so I can apply all my power.
Okay, Joe, let me ask you another question since you put yourself on the hot seat again. What if you go get the 315s and put them on there and you don't go faster? What if you do that?
Well, I'm going to try to catch him at a growing track so I can run with
him. My point I'm trying to make, though, Joe, some people just maybe they fast on 315, maybe they're not. It's a crapshoot. That's what I'm trying to show you, Joe. You might go put 315s on your car and go slower.
Right. That's true. If I do go slower, Godfather, I'm gonna do the best thing for me when I catch his butt at the house of hook, Macon, or Union, or someplace like that.
But see, Joe. But Joe, when you do that, you just prove the point, Joe. You just prove the point. Just because a Joker got 315, you already see, Joe, in your head, just the way you're talking now, just this discussion that we got a damn good discussion going on. See, in your head, you just automatically think them 315s is faster. You, the way you're talking, you automatically think they faster.
You want me to be honest with you, Godfather?
Talk to me, brother.
I know they faster with the right tune and know what he's doing to make sure.
Joe, we got Joe
okay,
on 28
to
be faster.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Hey, let me interrupt y'all now. That you said a whole lot when you said that right there. Because, you know.
You got Joe on 28th and been passing them guys on them Raiders, Joe.
You both got the same tractor race off. So, now, with the right tuner, shit, I believe with the right tuner, guy on 29 can outrun guy on 315. It's the track to his advantage. Now, the problem I see is you got too many people wanting to give you. Everybody wants a guaranteed race. Every time these things got to get out there and race. I mean, it's going to take the best driver and the best tuner for that day. I mean,
that's
not forever.
Right.
You know what? I agree, y'all. Everybody got valid points and good points. That's why I brought the topic up. I didn't bring it up because I'm against it or whatever. I'm bringing it up because I think it needs to be talked about, you know?
All right, Joe. Let's get somebody else in there. That was some good new blood. We don't want to just take over your own show. If we got callers that want to sister.
Right. Lady, next caller, please.
Caller 773-3969. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? I ain't got nothing to say on top. I just want to say happy birthday to Dog. This Big Firm.
Hey, Big Firm. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Big Firm. What's happening, Bo? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just listening in.
Before I go any further, I want to send props out to your goat, baby. I love all y'all up there. Y'all my people.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, Cat. Hold it down now.
No doubt. I'm going on mute.
All right. Next caller, lady.
Big Clark, your mic is open.
Nightmare.
CC. Chris Clark.
Nightmare.
He may have.
He must be
himself.
Eating.
Yo.
Yeah, he probably eating. But move on to the next caller, lady.
Okay, 229-1771. Your mic is open.
Hello, you
doing, Joe? Yeah, I can hear you talk up. Cat,
okay.
How you doing, man?
All right. Yo, like you said, I think Dawg got it right. You just got hit in your mind, because not just calling the car out, but 315 ain't always fast, because you can look at when Cole Killer ran with some Chicago, Indiana, where they was at. And that wasn't nowhere near slow. And you can look at when he was in King's Arm over there in the House of Hoods. And I think we got 315 on all his cars, and he didn't hardly get down the track. Not saying that his tools didn't put him up the pole, but like that was 315 or either 255, you're going to have to go ahead a track that is prepped for them tires. And all tracks are not prepped for them tires. And when you talk about a drug race, You shouldn't just raise your car down to what they got on and be compatible, but you can do that 29 and be that compatible with those 29. You can put that 315 on and kill yourself. And we have a car just saying, you can hurt yourself bad with that 315, and when you can do better with it 29. So that 315 ain't gonna always be better.
Okay. All right, buddy. We appreciate your input. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you for your input and your opinion, boss man. That's what we need more of on this show. Without the people speaking and talking up, these shows are nothing. We appreciate everybody's input. Thank you. Next caller, lady.
Caller 478-5467. Your mic is open.
How about it, Joe? What's going on, dog? What's going on, fellas?
All right.
What's happening?
All right, it's James, man. I just want to speak on that tire deal y'all talking about. I totally agree with Dawg on about that discussion. My input is, Joe, on that tire. There's not really a lot of grudge cars out here with a radio, because a radio requires a lot of testing, and most grudge guys don't do a whole lot of testing. You mostly see those tires on class cars, and those guys are being sponsored where they can go to the track. They can down there rent a track for a whole week and do lots and lots of testing on those tires. You're not really going to find an average grudge racer with a 315, 275 drag radio to come to the grudge scene and be competitive. With them knowing that they run drag racers, because they run out of track that's radio friendly, and that's understandable. But once they get outside of that comfort zone, they're in a whole other world. But that's why I say a regular slick 28-10-5W or either 29-10-5W is more, have the more advantage in the grudge game than a radio. And that's my input on it.
Okay, James. Well, thank you for your input, man. We appreciate you hitting that one button and speaking up. We need more cats like you also, James. Thank you, man.
No problem, Joe.
Okay. Next caller, lady.
Caller 803-8211. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, let's talk about. Hey, my question is, Dawg, yeah, you're right. But my question is, where is the real true grudge racing? How does the real true grudge racing come to track and say, okay, I don't give a shit about them big guys, them 3 or 4 inches you got this guy. Let's go racing. That's what is a real true grudge race is. If you're going to beat me, show me you're going to beat me, you sitting on them big tires.
Well, Truck Driver, I want to speak on that, if I may. I know you said the question is to the Godfather, okay? But my thing is, Truck Driver, as bad as I would want to whoop somebody, they was capping and sticking their chest out with a big tire on, but if I thought it's going to be real hard and trouble and they got a bigger tire, guess what I'm going to do, Truck Driver? I'm going to give them a pass because it's going to be too rough. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my thing is, you don't know if you're going to get by me if you don't take that gamble.
Well, you know, most of these guys that's been doing this can look at a car now and tell if he's doing something or not.
Right.
I mean, you can ask the Godfather that. Godfather, can't you look at one, go down the train and tell if he's doing something or not?
Yeah, that's it. That you keep proving my point. You can look at it and tell, and okay, just like right now, you can ask Truck Driver even. Now, back when the Gangsta Boo was on top, and it never did get off the top. Ask Truck Driver, who looked like they could have whooped the Gangsta Boo? Just ask it. Just ask him.
Well, I believe that.
Ask Truck Driver by looking at it, who looked like they could have whooped the Gangsta Boo back then?
Well, who looked like they could whoop the Truck Driver?
I don't think nobody could.
Thank you. See, that's what I'm saying, Joe. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And Joe, you know what, though? Since they want to be technical, I mean, take a hit from damn Tony Bynes. Shit, if they said 29, put you some 11.5s or some 13.5s on that bitch then.
Yeah. That, you know what? You're right. Everybody got a good point. I'm glad I brought this topic up tonight. It turned out to be a real good topic, and it's going to even be better if we can get some more people to speak up. As a matter of fact, we have Boss Bynes on the show. He's been listening a while. I think I'm going to go to him and see if there's anything he want to say. Boss Bynes.
What's up, Boss?
What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing.
Well, I'm giving you your just due. Is there anything that you would like to say or share with the Grudge World? Because I'm going to be honest and tell you the truth. I have got a lot of phone calls today and said a lot of stuff was on your mind. Now, I'm being honest. But what? I don't know. But I'm giving you the opportunity, as well as I would give Mr. Godfather, Pro Stop Joe, or anybody else to share with the Grudge World. You got the floor.
Well, first I want to know, what Grudge race I here going to let another man dictate what kind of tire, what kind of carburetor, what kind of motor to put in their car? I want to know how many girls is out here that going to let somebody tell you what kind of tire, what kind of transmission to run, what kind of motor to run in their car.
Right, right. I agree with him too, Godfather,
on that. Now, he got a point.
You got some people think they smart, and some
right.
people think they dumb. You know, think other people dumb. Now, simple fact, point I'm trying to make is, what reason did Lethal Weapon put that body on his car for Mississippi Joe? What could you think? To get the advantage, Jimmy?
You damn right. Now, I'm going to be honest.
Now, he didn't put it on there just because it's free, because he paid money for it. He didn't put that body on his car just because it was laying around, he just put it on his car. He put that body on his car to have the advantage of all the other racers in the G-body class. Did he or did he not?
He did.
Okay.
Ain't now, about that.
So I see him, if I see that man put a 5-class body on his car in order to get advantage on me, if I decide to go to a bigger motor, or if I decide to go to a Lenco, or if I decide to go to a quarter-inch wider tire to have the advantage on him, why everybody fucking with me like I'm doing something wrong? I want to know, answer that question, Truck Driver. Why is they think I'm wrong?
Truck Driver.
Joe, this is Jane. I want to say something about that.
Hey, you got it, man. Come on in, folks. I think
what it is visual. If you can see it and know it, it's a different story. Because Lethal Weapon might have that body on his car.
who in the world gang can walk up to it and say, hey, man, it's a fiberglass body?
Everybody that know anything about a race car. I can see it a mile away.
But he got a point, though, boss. A lot of people didn't know he had a fiberglass body.
Regardless if anybody knew it or not, I'm trying to get y'all to see the reason Realtree got the fiberglass body was to have the advantage over everybody else. Did he or did he not?
Let me ask it another way. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to get whatever you can to get the advantage. Just like, to be honest with you now, just like when everybody was complaining about Tony Tyres. Now, to be honest with you, ain't nothing wrong with Tony putting them tires on there. But when you get on a, if you get on a shootout or a rule where you can't have it, then that's the only problem they did. And like I said, I was fighting for Tony for them tires too, cause the flyer never did say nothing about no damn. They just said 29. So when they said 29, me and Jeff, I called Jeff Miles. Jeff Miles was talking to me. I said, well, Tony, right? The flyer said 29. It didn't say how wide or whatever. But the fiberglass bodies, now if you start having shootouts and said no fiberglass bodies, no Lexan windows or something, then that's good, though. But you should try to get your car to be as light as you can or whatever you can within whatever rules you're running. And if he's grudge racing you and you know he got a fiberglass body and you still want to run him, that's a grudge race.
I just take it as wrong for that man to call Ronnie Brown down there and tell, this is the same man that's trying to get the advantage of everybody else. Not nobody else, not Big Low and not Cold Killer, not RT5. You got the number one man that spent the most money to try to get the most advantage of everybody else. He the main one calling Ronnie Brown, talking, don't let Tony in with his laying fives on.
Okay, now not to be arguing, because we had a good discussion going. We was having a discussion on just this. We wasn't bringing in you bringing in some. I mean, this is another segment or not. But now he really didn't call Ronnie Brown. All he did was ask Ronnie Brown, is it 10? See what happened? And Tony Smart, because he been doing this shit longer than everybody on the phone beside me. Me and him been doing it the longest. Every time somebody said 28 or 29, they assumed that they meant 10 fives. Okay. Tony goddamn got smart enough to know, hey, if you don't put no damn 29-10-5-Ws, then I'm going to bring some 29-11. So ain't nothing wrong with that. Tony goddamn was smart enough to see the loophole they made. That's why everybody now done started putting that 10-5 shit on there. It wasn't a matter nobody complained about, that was called an individual, because all the promoters wasn't as smart as we are. They assumed that everybody was running 10-5. Shit, I got some damn 13-5s. Tony got 11-5, I got 13-5s.
But you said, why would he call Ronnie Brown and ask him if he's going to let me in the race or not? What's the purpose? You got yourself a fiberglass body. Why are you worried about a man having a quarter inch wider tire? Why are you worried about that man got a Lincoln in his car? Why are you worried about another man's car when you didn't spend the money to do the exact same thing? I can't understand that.
Okay, Tony Bynes is telling the truth. Tony Bynes is telling the truth on the surface by that. Not the dogging, but like I said, though, Tony, the reason he did it was he just asked because everybody knew you was running 11-5s. He just wanted to know, was it 11-5s or was it a 10-5 race? And see, Ronnie Bynes never said it was a 10-5 race. That's why he asked him, Tony.
If he calling that man, telling him he not gonna get in if he let Tony in if the 11-5, that's just fucked up, man.
He didn't say that. He just asked if you gonna be able to get in with the 11-5.
He might have said that on the phone, but what he put on the internet was, yeah, Tony, I called Ronnie Brown and got you kicked out the 29 race.
Now, we ain't arguing because we still got a good show going on and everybody listening and we all being
doing
it. Tony, that ain't on the internet. He didn't put that on the internet now, Tony.
Hold on, y'all. I mean, I both of y'all got great points. And you know what, Tony? I'm going to give you your opportunity. You asked the fans the question. You directed it to the fans. Is that not true, Tony?
That's right.
Okay, so repeat your question and we're going to let the fans answer. I'm going to go down and let the fans answer. I mean, I owe you that much because you brought it on my show. So I'm going to let the fans answer now, not me, not Godfather. I'm going to let the fans answer because you were directing that to the fans and the callers. Is that not true?
That's right.
Joe, I agree, but when he asked the question, he didn't tell the whole that wasn't the truth, though. The man didn't call him and say that, though. Now. See, that's the problem.
Okay.
Yes, he did, dog. Okay, well, why is man going to lie on himself then?
the man called down there and did ask, is Tony going to be able to get in with 11-5? The man told him, no, you got to have, it's a 10-5 race. The man never did come on the internet nowhere in print. You can't find nowhere on the internet. If you do, I'm going to pay everybody on the phone.
$200.
Nowhere on the phone. He said, Tony, get in, I'm going to get out. Ain't nowhere on the phone. Ain't nowhere on the internet, he said.
He said that he got me kicked out of the race.
He ain't never said that neither, Tony.
All right, hold on. Wait till my computer come off and read the exact word for word. You probably ain't seen it, dog.
He ain't never said he got you kicked out on race. Now, he didn't say
that. All right, then. How much you want to bet on that, dog? Let's bet $5. I owe you.
Okay, that's a bet.
All right, hold on. I'm going to pull it up right now. Give me a little time to pull it up. My computer
okay.
Real slow.
You got to go on some calls by the time. When you pull it up, let it know you pull it up.
All right.
Okay, while we waiting on you, I'm going to go to the phone line and see what the fans got to say about that. And when you get ready to come on back in, Paul, just come on back in.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
There you go.
No, I'm telling Lady to go to the phone line, Godfather.
Oh, I'm just saying, go ahead. Yeah, keep it going.
I'm sorry.
Next
caller.
You got me and Tony on there talking. We ain't cussing each other out. You ought to get a damn trophy.
You ain't lying, dude, but we acting like gentlemen. That's right. Yeah, next caller, Lady. Get them on. Let's see what they got to say.
904-9381. Your mic is open.
This is Real Tree. How y'all doing?
Oh, wow. We finna get to the bottom of what's up, Real
Street? I'm doing all right. I don't usually get on the show here, but I only got on it because I was wanting to hear what was supposed to be said about me. And all I'm saying is if anybody can tell me when I call Ronnie Brown, where I call Ronnie Brown, they got $1,000 to a penny.
God damn.
That's what I'm talking about. See, when you hear the whole story, that's what I was just trying to tell you.
That's all I got
to say. Hold on. I want to make that clear. Now, don't have that time to talk Real Tree. Now, you got the floor. Go ahead, Real Tree.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give y'all some examples. And I ain't going to stay on here long because Dog is my man and Dog represents me, but I'm going to tell some stuff. Back when I first built this G-Body, my car weighed 3,150 pounds. Originally, the G-Body class was all 100% stock suspension. Everybody was running stock suspension cars. Some of them had fiberglass hoods. Some of them had fiberglass front ends. Some of them had fiberglass doors. Some of them had everything but a body. Then it became to where a certain individual, he didn't want to run a complete stock suspension. So he would go and bring two chassis, back half, just because it was a G-body, and it weighed much, much, much lighter than my car, much lighter. So I said to myself, self, you've got to get light if you're going to run a true stock suspension car to be competitive. That's the bottom line with me, and I will go on the record again and bet today anybody that's got 10 top 10 G-body stock suspension cars in the field, I'm betting anybody that I will be within 100 pounds of them. Anybody. And we will bet on the weights. I know what the body weighed when I took it off. I know what the body weighs when I put it on. And I would pay today for the weight that I had to put back in the car to get back to where my car would handle.
That's what I was just trying to tell y'all. Once you get all that light, that might throw off your whole, you're going to do better when you was heavier, because when that light stuff, you got to retune your whole car.
That's the truth, and if I'm lying, Lord help me, because that's where the fiberglass body came from, and I had my choice to get my body back, it'd be on my car today. So it ain't nothing that I try to get over on nobody with a fiberglass body. I try to get even with everybody because my car is 100% true stock suspension.
Tony got back yet with that post yet?
Mr. Joe, this is a quote from Real Tree. I got your crab ass knocked out the fuck out again of the twin of Ryan Bryan race. I got your crab ass knocked the fuck out again. again, which he did at Jackson. Everybody know he did it at Jackson. So he did it at Ronnie Brown race, too, and he got it right here in black and white. See, dog, you need to look up on the Ronnie Brown race. You look up on other shit. Look
okay,
up on
no,
the Ronnie Brown
okay,
race.
No, Tony, just stay calm like you've been calm. I'm going there now. Tell me where it is.
Look on the Ronnie Brown.
It's on there.
What was posted at the end of this, Tony? No, me. I just want to know me and you even now, okay? Don't be $5 on my.
No, I gotta go read it myself. Where it at? I'm looking for it now. Tony, where it at?
Look on the Ronnie Brown race.
Okay.
It's on there.
Okay, y'all be cool.
Tony, what was the post before that?
No. See. Okay. Yep. Okay, Tony. Okay. It says we're 29, 11, 5 tires and fiberglass bodies be allowed in this race. That's what you
right.
asked, Tony.
That's right. And what did our real chief say after that?
Okay. But it ain't like he got you put out the race, Tony. He ain't said you put but
how can you tell the difference between put out the race and not the fuck out the race? What's the difference?
Tony, because you the one brought it up. He didn't bring it up. You did.
Well, I'm just saying it's on it, though, right?
Let me say it's on it, though, right, dog.
I just want to know me and you even or not.
Yeah, we even. Now let you go even because I said he didn't say it. But now, Tony, you the one brought it up, though. But you right. You won that bit.
Okay. Look at the whole posters all the time.
All right, Tony,
how you think that made me feel fucking up my money like that?
But Tony, he didn't. You asked the question on the internet, or you asked the question, can 29, 11, 5 be put
Brown.
In the
race?
Ronnie Brown, the question, dog.
Nobody else asked it on the internet, Tony. This man come on his own and say, yes, I got you knocked out this race again.
Tony?
We already know he did it at Jackson. He said it on Jackson. He said on radio show he called Jeff and got knocked out that race.
Oh, he didn't say that. Now, Zabo and them did
this. Call it again, dog. It's another $5, dog.
Bet the $10 if I ever talk to Jeff. Bet that.
You might have sent him a letter, whatever it is. But I know what Rick called and told me you said on the on this radio show.
Okay, Tony, bet $10 on that.
All right, call Witt, Mississippi Joe.
No, I ain't say Witt. I'm talking about you said he called Jeff and got you kicked out of Carolina.
Witt asked Real Tree, why did he do that? And Real Tree doing him.
Okay, I'll get Witt on.
Get Witt on the phone.
Tony, do you think Jeff's an honest man?
This is what this man saying
at
his
own. If you want people to answer you, answer other people. Do you think Jeff Miles is an honest man?
I don't know how Jeff's honest man or not. I don't consider nobody honest. You tell me. All of them on the radio show they're racing
okay.
me.
Okay, I understand if you don't trust Jeff.
Well, let's bet $10 now that he didn't call Jeff.
I don't trust my old lady. I don't trust nobody, man.
I don't blame you about trusting her, because as soon as she leaves your house, she come over to mine. I don't blame you about that.
Whenever I post shit to you, that's bullshit. That just like you lie
I don't know what you said, but Rick said he heard you say on the radio show that you got me kicked out the Thursday Night Thunder.
Tony, that was laughing, that was joking, that was bullshit. I don't know what I'm saying, but me and Dog got a bet on this.
You didn't say this. Me and Dog got a little $10 bet on this. You didn't say that.
I said to Jeff. I ain't talking about no damn Rick.
You said Rick, he didn't say that.
I said he did not say that. You said he called and got you kicked out.
I bet you $10 he didn't say that. I did not say how did he get the word to Jeff.
I don't know, if he was on that bullshit with somebody, I ain't saying that because I don't know nothing about that, but I know damn well he called Jeff.
I didn't hear it either. I'm going by what Rick called and told me. He said, talk.
I ain't going by no folks.
I said, what, Rick? Real Chief just admitted he got you kicked out the Thursday Night Thunder on the radio.
He just said he was on that bullshit about it. No, I didn't hear that neither, but I'm talking about he said he called and got Jeff. He said he called Jeff and got you kicked out. I know he didn't call Jeff and get you kicked out.
I'm not going to tell everybody who called him and stuff, man. Somebody called him.
He didn't tell you called him. Zabo called him and Danny Vaughn. That's who called him.
I know you told me, out your mouth, dog, people were calling complaining about my title, right or wrong?
That's exactly right.
And then Realtree called on the radio show saying that he the one got me kicked out. So
I ain't heard that. I don't know about that. All I know is you said I was betting you that he didn't call Jeffy. I know who called Jeffy.
I didn't hear about Realtree mouth neither. But when he called me, he marked down the time and the show he was on that night. That's confirming. That's why I hope Mr. Joy called Witt right now.
Well, I mean, he called me. He just told you he was on there joking about it. He said he just said this.
Come on, man. I could tell the truth and go back and say I lied.
He said he lied. He said he was on there joking about it. But my point is, he couldn't get you kicked out of no race, no way, Tony, unless he couldn't, don't care who he called. If the race at 10-5,
you already kicked him out. 29. Yeah, if you want to be specific, if Sable come down there with 28, it's a 29-inch race. If you try to 28, he won't supposed to get in it.
They say
how
smaller, Tony. You try to mix out the numbers.
No, they don't say no
matter how
small. They don't say no 29 or smaller. It don't say all smaller on that, dog. It don't say all smaller on the thing.
All smaller, boss.
It don't say all smaller.
On which one you talking about? Which one you talking about?
On Jeff Ray's.
On Jeff Ray's, you're right. That poster was printed 2 years ago. We know that. That's how you kept
on. All right,
that's how you got in. That's why you had to go back and revise the
rules. I'm saying, if y'all want to pull a check on me and say I can't have 11-5, I can pull a check on Sabo and say he ain't got no 29-10-5 W neither.
Tony, you're getting back to apples and oranges. We already had you locked in on the 11-5s. We didn't care. We talking about grudge racing and we talking about shootouts. So don't worry. It's two different things, bro.
I mean, dog, you put a check on me, but you ain't put a check on nobody else. Sabo ain't got 29-10-5 W's on his
side. Tony, anybody can pull a check on anything, man.
Okay,
on the fly that Jeff did way back then, I just told you if you were listening.
He ain't got all small.
You listening what you wanted. I just told you the promoters was assuming that everybody knew when they said 29, they meant 10-5. But they didn't. So when people started using the loopholes like you did, now they just start putting 10-5 on their flies now, Tony. So all the new flyers, if a joker got a 29-inch race, they putting 10-5s on it now, all the new ones. All the old ones, you can find all kind of shit wrong with them.
Here's my point. I don't care what size tire you come on, Tony, because I'm as fast as you are on a smaller tire. But when these people come in and say they want a 10-car minimum or a 12-car minimum or a 15-car minimum, Tony, you're killing the car count because other folks can't run with you with them tires. That is my deal. I done told you.
You can't run with your five grand body. Put the steel body back on there if it don't help you so much. Don't think everybody's dumb, man. That would kill me. I'm not dumb.
Tony, get on the set of scales with me and bring your money. How about that?
So why did you buy the five grand body for then?
So I told you why I bought one, Tony. I bought one to try to get back even with you because you come with your
right,
car.
To get that money.
No, okay, well, Tony, what's wrong with you trying to get the advantage and what's wrong with him trying to get the advantage? It's just
nothing,
a chess match game. As long as y'all both understand the rules, what's different to me?
I don't know what to complain. Ain't nobody never know what me complaining about what a man got.
Well, you complaining now?
I'm complaining now because it's the same. I ain't complaining about nobody call, but the man complaining about mine.
The man ain't saying that man don't care about your rules, Tony. You don't fit the rules. That's what he's talking about. The man wants to make sure you fit the rules that you're getting in the class on, Tony. You don't fit the rules.
I know.
I mean, he ain't complaining.
He ain't fair for you
to have 11-5 and everybody else can have 10-5.
So he done called and told the folks that's giving the race.
The man ain't called. I'm trying to tell you, Tony, you don't want to listen, man. The people,
well,
all
what,
these people, when
I
they have these 29, they assume
everybody want to protest me. I'm going to protest Sabo if he comes down with 28 on.
Well, you can protest, Tony, that you're going to lose.
I'm going to lose. He ain't got a 29-10-5 W on it.
Tony, okay. All right, Tony, you trying
to say?
You being nitpicking
now. Dog, that man went around in my tire. Look here, man. I wasn't even in the 10-5 race last Thursday. I was sick as a dog. Couldn't even move out of the car. That man come to my trailer and looking at my car. My car wasn't even on the trailer. We ain't thinking about getting in no race. That man come to my trailer looking at my tires, man. And I wasn't even in no race.
That's person between you and him.
And what I'm trying to explain to you is that if he going to simply say, he told me, Tony, if you ain't got a 29-10-5 W on your car, you're not allowed to get in the race.
Okay, Sabo,
the man that run the track, the man that run the lanes.
Man, you can come in there with 26s on if you want.
No. He said if you ain't got a 29-10-5 W on your car, you cannot get in the race.
Sabo don't make no damn rules, Tony.
Sabo ain't got a 29-10-5W, I'm going to protest him. Like everybody protesting me. I'm telling you right now.
You can protest and you lost.
I ain't going to lose. Because if he is allowed not to have a 29-10-5W, well, I can be allowed the same thing.
You don't have to have a 29-10-5W. You don't have to have that, Tony. But you can't have nothing bigger than that,
though. I tell you what, the truth of the matter is, didn't nobody say nothing until I beat Sabo, though.
Well, you should have been be quiet when you went out there hosing on them. You should have been be quiet and just kept on beating.
Until I beat it. But when they see me win something, they got to find some kind of reason to stop me from winning. Just haters, man. That's
Tony,
all it is.
You always want to put it on haters. It ain't hating, Tony. The rules were
no
set
hate,
five. I told you.
Yeah, when I was
out there because they didn't put it on the fly, Tony. You were right.
When I was out there laying fives and losing, people laughing at me. Didn't nobody say nobody to tie. Oh, yeah, Tony, come on, get in this race, man. Come on, get in this 10-5 double race.
Okay. Then you have on 29-11-5s on Saturday?
And they wouldn't let me get in. Oh, that was a different old race.
Did you have on 29-11-5 Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. When you in the race, Tony?
Yeah.
So what you talking about then?
I'm talking about, man, Jeff's race.
Jeff races for 10-5.
29-10-5W
is smaller, Tony. I keep telling you that, man. Ain't no smaller on it. He went back and specified it, Tony, because you did make him do it. You went back and specified. I'm telling you, you was right, Tony. You was right by the fly. Tony, I'm telling you right now, you was 100% right. The man went back and revised the rules. Anybody that make the rules can go back and revise their rules if they have to. He went back and revised it. It said 29-10-5W or smaller.
It don't say or smaller, dog. You trying to keep up smaller.
I'm trying to tell you that's
smaller.
What he's saying, Tony. Call him and ask him if you don't believe me.
I'm looking at the flyer, dog.
I know the flyer don't say it. Who you
Tony's
want to
already locked up to be in somewhere. He won't, so that's out of it, Joe. He's going to be up in North Carolina.
I'm trying to lock
in
about it. I'm trying to lock in about it, Dalton.
See, I told you he was trying to get somebody. I knew what was wrong with him. He just wanted to race.
Anybody want to lock in with him? Hit the one button and lock him in then. We'll be down in Mad Austin. We'll be in Mad Austin running Brown race.
Hey, I'm fixing to go to my house. But, Tony, if you look at Ronnie Brown's flyer, it clearly says 29-10-5W is on there, so I didn't need to even put that on there. The flyer stated it clearly, 29-10-5W. So I'll be at Valdosta, and anybody wants to race, they need to talk to my manager. So I'll talk to y'all later.
Well, now, Godfather, y'all know Tony won't real tree bag.
Okay, if he won't real tree bag, then how come he's gonna be up in Dalton, and then real tree gonna be in Valdosta, and he already know where real tree is gonna be at.
Uh-oh, that's a good question, boss. What you got to say, boss?
I'm looking at this flyer in Thursday Night Thunder. It said 29-10-5W. Don't say nobody
no
smaller.
Tony, that's old. The flyer 3 years old,
no
man. We said you right, Tony. We said you right. How many times we wanted you to say it? You right.
Well,
the flyer does not say it.
I tell you what. Sabo better put the 29-10-5W up in his ass. Come up there
and race again. I bet you $1,000 to 50 if Sabo come in there with 28s on, he get in the race. How much you want to bet?
I bet you don't.
Okay, is that a bet, Tony?
I bet you don't and win the money.
I bet you're
going to
win now. Okay, you might knock him out. I bet you he's in the race. How much you want to bet on that?
I'm going to win the race. I'm a protester.
Tony, you can protest and your butt turned blue. How much you want to bet he don't get in the race?
They're going to make me change tires, but won't let Sabo change tires. Let them put, let them, they got 20
you,
races.
Tony, you gonna have to, if you want to get in the race, you're going to have to change tires because you got to have 10-5.
No, they got 28 races all day long. They can't put 29s in, so why 28s got to get a 29 race?
Tony, if it's a 28 race, then you got to have on 28. If it's a 29 and smaller race, Tony, you can have on 28.
Tony. You're right. It just say small. It don't say nothing like no goddamn small.
Tony,
I tell you.
Okay, Tony.
It don't say my bigger.
Okay,
either.
Well, somebody else explain to Tony what I just said. Tony is right. The flyer does not say that. The man revised the rules. It said 29-10-5W.
Revised the flyer.
That's what he said. He revised his dog on it, Tony. You're right.
Sabo cheating too. Then. Once he don't call me a cheater, how come he ain't cheating?
All right, Tony,
well,
he cheating too.
I got one question for you, boss. I got one question for you in front of the whole world. Will you be done calmed down by November the 2nd? Because, boy, we ain't going to stand a chance if you say this man. Because you're going to somebody put on.
By November 2nd, I'm gapping folks. I'm just running. I'm just beating folks now. But November 2nd, I'm going to be gapping folks by November 2nd.
Well, Tony, please calm down, sir.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Joe, let me ask Tony something, man. I've been head teacher called hell in school. But
go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The thing is, Tony, anytime you see a rule, man, and it says 28-10-5W, that's where it stops it. But you can fall back behind that. If you want to come with a 28, that's the way it goes. I mean, they don't have to specify that unless you want them to specify that. But that's the rule. Nothing bigger than a 29-10-5W. But if you want to come with a 26, that's up to you if you want to run a 26 against a 29.
Thank you.
Okay, now can you read? Are you looking at the flyer? Are you thinking what you think on the flyer?
Tony, we're telling you, you're right about the flyer. Tony, how many times we got
to tell you? I'm talking to the man not asking questions. I'm saying he had us reading on the flyer. Are you reading what you see in your mind? Or are you reading what's on the flyer?
No, I just heard what Don read on the flyer.
I'm trying to explain to you, man. It don't say nothing about no goddamn 28 or smaller on there. It says you got to have a 29-10-5W on there. Revise the rule and put 10-5W on there to get the 11-5 out, right? I'm just saying, I don't see nothing about no 29, no 28.
Didn't I just tell you the fly was right? That was three. The fly is 3 years old.
No, they revised the flyer, dog. You not be.
They ain't revised no fly. Ain't there another new fly been put up on you a lot?
They used to have just 29s on it. They got
29. They did not revise the flyer. You ain't got no new flyer. You want to bet $5 on that now?
Well, I mean, you know, you got just motherfuckers everywhere, kind of choose up to hurt.
No, you're telling me you're getting mad again and you don't want to listen. They did not revise the flyer. The man verbally revised the rule. Flyers got the same flyers printed up the same time when he first started this
team. I ain't never seen about y'all a grudge shootout. And see, they're changing grudge raising into class raising slowly but surely.
Tony.
And next it's going to be, you got your certain weight.
See, the only problem you got is you try to make the rules and you try to break them when it's easy.
I ain't making no rule. I'm looking at the flyer.
I'm trying to tell you. Everybody on the phone trying to tell you the same thing, Tony.
The
flyer is damn near 3 years old. And you all right. You all right, Tony. I'm saying you're right if you go by the flyer, but the flyer been revised. It ain't been reprinted. The man revised the flyer. You want me to get him on the phone and let him tell you?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just talking to Jeffrey on your side.
Okay. All right. It ain't on my side. I mean, you know.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir?
Hey, okay. This just seems like it ain't going to get no way. My question is, the question was thrown out there to Tony Bynes. If he wanted to raise Realtree real bad, somebody asked the question just a few minutes ago, he know where Realtree was going to be at. Seems like he's still avoiding Realtree. I'm just asking the question, you know. The grudge fans still want to know when is this race going to take place and when.
Not going to take place.
Hold on. When the question come up about, you know, hey, Tony, when you going to race Realtree, seem like you void that question. Just like.
Okay,
Hold on. I'm not finished. Just like it was just brought up just now and you went on to about the flyer. It seemed like you avoiding it. Okay.
Okay, you finished. Who is I talking to now?
First. The truck driver.
All right, truck driver, I should know somebody dumb like you. Let me explain something to you now.
Ask me the question, truck driver.
No damn way. I've been trying to lock that man for the last month.
Okay. Tony ain't going to never run Real Tree because he's scared to run Real Tree. He know Real Tree can't come out here on Thursday. Okay, you told me now. Let me answer you. You know Real Tree ain't coming out here on Thursday. He knew in advance where Real Tree was going to be at. He said he was going
to
be in Dallas.
I've been trying to lock that man in Real Tree.
When he woke up and came to his senses, he said, I'm not going down in Dallas and get fucked up down there. I'm going to go up there to North Carolina where I got
to get the business. If you were trying to lock that man in, that man been down there to Jackson Saturday. Why you ain't locking me in Saturday?
There you go, listen. There you go again with the crazy, dumbass question. I've been trying to lock this man every day on every talk show. Everybody hit me trying to lock this man in. This man told us me, and I quote, listen to me. Oh, I got 65 or 70 passes on my motor. I ain't really good space for right now, but I'm going to get in the shootout. So why are you asking me? I'm not ready to lock this man in. He's dodging me. Now, why don't you ask him why he won't lock me in? That's what you need to ask. Because you know, everybody know, not only you, dog, everybody on radio show know I've been trying to lock this man in. I've been trying to pay Tight
okay.
Man $200 to get this man to lock in. I've been trying to pay people money to get this man to lock in.
Okay, Tony, but hold on. Real Tree, why won't you lock Tony in?
Real Tree, I speak for Real Tree. Real Tree gone. And I done told you, it ain't when you won't lock Tony in. I told y'all, Real Tree will be in Valdosta in the shootout. If he get knocked out the shootout, if Tony was going to be down there, he's going to be the first motherfucker we were looking for. And that's all I'm trying to say. We keep going around in circles with the same shit.
So, Drowsy, you be trying to tell you don't listen to the internet on that much. I put on the internet.
No, I don't. Hold on, I don't do internet. Period.
Okay. That's what. Okay, though. I'm sorry for calling you dumb, cause see, you've been seeing every day. I told after they won that race last Saturday at Jackson, I told them folks. I go back and pull up for you. Pick the track. Any way they want to go, hey, they want to go to Texas, I lock them in and follow them to Texas. I follow them to Florida. For this weekend coming up here now, I lock them in, and they can pick the track and everything. I've been trying to lock him in and truck driver. I wonder if I can do.
Truck driver.
I put on the internet, I said, I will follow him. All he got to do is name the track and the time, as long as we ain't finna bid over $3,000. Now, what else can I do, truck driver?
Okay, Tony Bynum is telling the truth about what he's saying. But what he's saying is it's feasible for Tony. Tony trying to make everybody run on his schedule. The man told you. Didn't nobody interrupt you, Tony. Let me finish. Didn't nobody interrupt you, man. And the man told him he'll be in Valdosta for the shootout, for that free money first. If he get knocked out of there and Tony get knocked out and they both on the premises, they going to race. Now, that's it now. I mean,
right.
All the rest of the smoke screen.
I'll tell the truth again. Like you said, I'll tell the truth. And I did say we're still locking up some money before I come way down there. He wouldn't lock in, truck driver. What
no, he
I
didn't
do?
Lock in, because ain't no use to lock
all
in.
All right, I understand that. If he won't lock in, okay.
No, hold on, truck driver. Why lock in when Tony said he was going to be down anyway? Him and Big Low was supposed to run each other down.
That
Tony already
damn,
said
he
was going to be in
no
Dallas.
That ain't worth a damn he ain't locking no money, truck driver, right or wrong.
What
I'm
trying to say, Tony,
right.
You want everybody to do everything on your thing. You're right, Tony right, though. He did ask him to lock in. But, see, we ain't locking in no money if you're going to already be at the track. If you ain't going to be at the track, it ain't no big deal. We ain't locking in because we ain't going down to Valdosta two grudge race. We going down to Valdosta to get in the shootout. The grudge race is coming second.
Okay, talk about that. Answer my question right there, right? You see what I'm talking about now, right?
But I'm trying to tell you, ain't no shame in it. We ain't going. We a grudge race. We get out of the shootout. Ain't no shame in that. The shootout's the best thing going down anyway. Ain't nobody doing that much grudge in no way.
The other night, short time, we talking now, right? Tight man was in your spot. I said, Tight man, I'm going to give you $200. Come down to my house tomorrow and get these $200 if you get Lethal Weapon up and lock me in. $500 on 25 or better. You just get, I don't care if it rains, Tight man. I don't care if a real tree back out. I'm going to get you $200 to get that man to lock in. You know what? Tight man couldn't get that man to lock me in.
He ain't going to do it. Okay. I just told you, we're not going to lock him.
Okay, let me ask this question. Maybe it might prove a point and maybe not. Okay, like when Tony Wright came on the show last week and said he willing to lock anybody in. Okay, the question came to you, why wouldn't you lock Tony in? But you say Tony has your transmission. What is the transmission stopping y'all two, even though it's your transmission now, what is the transmission stopping y'all two to race? You don't know what side motor this man got. All he did was borrow your transmission. That's just like if y'all had a lock in and he needed a scribbler cap. He get a scribbler cap from you. That gonna stop y'all from racing because he got your scribbler cap. He don't have your motor.
Truck driver.
Do y'all know what the word grudge racing means? Grudge, the word grudge. The word grudge is you got a grudge against this man, you want to race him. I got a grudge against the whole Killingtown camp. I ain't got no, everybody else is a low-level grudge. I got a high-level grudge against this man here. I'm not particularly worried about nobody else. I want to grudge Lethal Weapon, Lil Rick, Big Ball, and I don't care what order they want to come in. That's a grudge.
Right.
I'm trying to keep grudge racing, grudge
and you
racing.
Know,
and that's who I got a grudge against. I ain't got no grudge against you,
right.
Driver. I ain't trying to run you. I got a grudge against this boy.
And then my question towards you, Tony Bryan, everybody want to see these top dogs run each other. Specifically, they want to see you and Realtree get it on. And then after you and Realtree, you and Cold Killer. They want to see y'all big dogs, you know, what order is it coming in and when is it going to take place. That's all I'm asking.
Once again, look on the internet. Geronimo trying to lock in anybody. On the phone the other night, on our dog show, I said Geronimo trying to lock in anybody. Ain't
okay, now
no
we don't
want to
start. We don't want
okay,
to
okay,
get
okay,
bad again.
Hold
but
hold
they already told you, Tony.
Okay.
They're not locking in a car that's out of a category.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I want truck drivers to understand that I've been trying to lock everybody in, man.
Now you're trying to lock. You try to lock them in
anybody.
With your new car when you know everybody knows
no
which car that is.
I've been in the car for the last year and a half, man. Ain't no new car.
Yeah, but Tony, that ain't the same category.
What that is? That's a back half car or what?
I was trying not to say that.
It's an old style back half car. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, you trying to run the stock suspension calls. I don't blame them guys for not trying to jump on that nigga.
Hey, I don't care what Realtree. I ain't never looked up on a Realtree car. Because if I go up and look up on this car, he's going to kick the fuck out of me, and I won't deserve it. So I don't look up on that nigga. I don't know what he got.
Okay, let me ask you this.
The man just told you he had a
It's grudge racing.
Yeah, right, Tony. That was my point earlier, you know. Why don't the grudge racers stand up? That's right. That was my point earlier. Why don't the grudge racers stand up and say, fuck all the bullshit and let's run with your brain and let's race?
Oh my God. You're a turn from smart. You're a genius. You're a genius, you said that. Just come to win. Come to race. If you see,
with your new car.
With small town cars, I run anybody. I don't care if they. I got run cars. I got small town. They got wheel balls. I don't care.
Okay.
Every time I go to Texas,
okay.
I got to run people with wheel balls. And I ain't got no wheel balls. But there's a grudge. I can tell people to take their stuff off.
It's a grudge, right? Let me ask you this.
You
the trick of the tree. Nobody can't trick nobody no better. With Geronimo, you don't think you out trick your own self on this deal?
Man, I'm racing what I got, man. I sold Gainesville too, so Geronimo the next car I got to deal with. If I sold Geronimo, I got another Mustang I got to deal with.
That's my point.
I'm working what I got. You think if I got a car? Yeah, that truck driver. You got a car sitting out there in your shop. You can race, and then because it got it's a back half car with small tires, and then you mean to tell me you gonna go spend $15,000 go get a stock spinning car a race? Just because a man tell you to go get that, go buy another car. Ain't nobody got money like that. I'm running what I got. I mean, this is what I got. If somebody buy a Geronimo car, I'm going to buy something else. I'm just running what I got. This is like Big Ball building a Malibu. He's been building a Malibu for the last 2 years. Big Ball building a Malibu. He's doing everybody that got now, right? Now, he can't complain about what nobody else got because when you built your car from scratch, you knew what you had to go against. You see what I'm saying? Now, he's the first one get out here and talk about, oh, man, you got 29 lift fives. I can't put 29 lift fives over my car. That's your fault, man. You can't fault me for you being dumb. You the one decided to build that car. If you didn't build your tubs big enough to put a lift five on it, and you know that everybody else got lift fives, that's your fault. It ain't none of my fault.
Okay, now, Tony, on the same token, if you didn't want to buy you a fiberglass body, that's your fault.
That's right. Everybody knows
how far I've got. So why we keep on crying about the same shit over and over? All we do is go around in fucking circles.
That man, when they're talking, if a man get on there and tell you he knocked you out of the race because you got this and you got that, you going to complain about his car too? You know, they ain't going to do that.
Tony, the man is goddamn it ribbing you because, goddamn it, you breaking the rules. You getting out of the rules. That's not a grudge rate. That was sort of like a shootout. It's a shootout. It's sort of like a class rate. You got
everybody
certain rules.
Understand.
You was outside
everybody
the rules, Tony.
Everybody don't understand, man. Everybody don't understand. A car is a car. For instance, Geronimo car, it got a one carburetor, 615 motor. Smallest motor out there. But everybody else got big motors, two carburetors and splits and stuff. I'm not complaining about their motors.
You see any damn flyer or any shootout that it say anything about motorcycles?
I ain't talking about it's for a shootout. I'm talking about just me.
I'm talking about grudge racing. Who cares? I mean,
I'm just about to make a point that the truck driver. I got the smallest motor in a one carburetor, two systems on the Geronimo car.
I truck driver know you tell the truth.
I can back it up and bet it.
Truck driver, ain't nobody complaining about no damn motor. Truck driver don't want to hear that shit. He just putting up with you because, goddamn it, he don't want to make you mad.
Why the hell? Why the hell? I can't talk to truck driver one second.
All right, I'm going back on mute.
Grown man, he can answer his own question. Truck driver, can I get back to you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Jeff, you know, I'm trying to make a point. I got a small motor in the Geronimo car. Two systems, not no three and four systems. Two systems, one carburetor, 615.
Right.
Now, this other man that running me, or anybody else, I ain't making them point no fingers. They got two carburetors or splits, dominators, and big old motor, big key motor, stuff like that, right? I cannot complain
right.
to what that man. I say I can't get up there and say, man, I'm not gonna run you because you got a big motor. Hell, I knew that before I looked at his car. I asked him about racing. He said, man.
Right.
You run your car once you got the best thing you got. Now, if I had a big motor put in the drum, I would. But I got the race what I got. I can't go
okay.
and you cut down with a man. It ain't fair, man, because you got a goddamn split dominance on your motor and stuff and blah, 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 blah. I can't complain about your car because guess what? Guess what you brought the race right along.
Right. Okay. Let me address this in. Go. Okay. You saying, you know, you build what you build and put on what you put on. Okay. You got Geronimo, and everybody know that it's is money maker. Okay.
Right.
A while back when you had Rambo, didn't you quote and say Realtree got a fiberglass?
I ain't say nothing about that man. If I ain't say nothing real to anybody about it, so you start talking about my tires. I know he was getting about it before he ain't got it. I know he ordered about it. I know when he ordered about it. And I know when he got there before he got it. Put it on his car. I ain't never said about that man about it. All the time I said something about that man about it, we start talking about my tires, telling everybody I got live 5 tires. That man been had that body here last year. I ain't never said that about nobody. The only time I said something about his body was he talking about Tony man cheating everybody because he got live 5 tires. Well, then I said to myself, why in the hell are you calling me out cheating? What are you cheating too? So I ain't wrong. I said about the 5 body. I ain't never said about that man 5 body. Hell, I wish I had me one.
Right. Right. Okay.
I'm just saying that what that phrase they were is good. It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. Y'all know what that means? They make up these phrases for a reason. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So everybody on the radio show know you ain't gonna spend no $6,000 on no goddamn body if you ain't think you want trying to get the advantage.
So Tony, did you cancel your order? You said you was getting you one in about 6 weeks. You cancel your order?
Yeah, I canceled the order. I sold the car. Both I bought it for. I did it one time before. Bought a body and then sold the car before the body got back.
To me, you know, like I say, you trick of the trade, you trick master. To me, you got rid of Gangsta Boo. To me, it seemed like you didn't get Gangsta Boo time enough to get there. You just out-tricked yourself.
So, job, I would have not got rid of Gangsta Boo, too, if I didn't have Geronimo. Point blank. If I didn't have to run, I wouldn't have got rid of Gates with the car. Same passes, man. I ain't gonna got rid of that. I'm gonna get rid of Gates with you if I ain't got enough going just as fast. Come on, man. Y'all think I'm dumb, I believe. I'm not that dumb, man.
No.
I've been doing this shit.
I ain't never done it.
You still got Geronimo, man. What happened to Moneymaker? You sold it to?
No. Geronimo is Moneymaker.
Grandfather for me,
he named it Geronimo. Well, I never would have sold Gangsta Boo 2 if I had another car in the count. going to either. The only two reasons I would have sold against, wouldn't have sold against number two. I sold against number two because I can't have Geronimo, or I knew it's something else I can go buy. It's simple as that. I'm always going to have something to keep these boys off me.
Yeah, but.
I'm keeping them off me now. Ain't nobody guarding on me, so I'm keeping them off me. I'm doing my
job. Yeah, you're keeping them off you. But why get rid of it could have been a top-notch car on 20.
Yeah, getting his asshole blowed
up. 28 to
29. Man, I can give you 15,000 reasons why I got rid of it, but I ain't got time to tell you all of them.
Right.
So I'm not married no car. I sell a car in a minute. I mean, I'm ready because I haven't had it last year.
The money there, you supposed to sell it, but...
Yeah, I ain't married no car. When I said I bought Gangsta Boot 2, I bought it way back in February. I got rid of it in June. I'm not married no car.
Right, yeah.
Jeez. I love money more. I love anything else. Or race car.
Right, yeah, you supposed to, but my, you know, me, it just seems like, you know, grudge raising is trickery. Just seems like you just now out trick yourself this time with money, with Geronimo.
Explain what you just said.
Because everybody know moneymaker is a back half car. Let me ask you this. What if somebody draw on you with a back half car with Geronimo? Then what?
I ain't talking about Kid and Tyne, them shadow car and all them stuff, car like that. You want to make you some money? Get a back half car to draw me. Please get a back half car to draw me. I'm gonna try to get rid of back half cars. I ain't talking about no big time back half car, but anything else like JC Richardson, I'm running him. Everybody got picks. I have feuds with everybody in the nation. All the way from Big Low, T5, Ronnie Bryan, Baldy, Texas, people know I got feuds with everybody. I have feuds with this little feud I'm having with Killer Time ain't nothing new. Say I have feud. What brother has I ever had a feud with? That's a good question right there. Name one.
True. You're right.
I got everybody that got picks. I'm gonna pick on anybody that I think competitive that they gonna race. They gonna bet some money. I have feuds with everybody. You remember when me and Big Lowe's had them feuds, we used to race each other every other week? I was to run Baldy and Fort North Carolina, Texas, go out there. I have fuse with everybody. Ain't there no particular fuse with dog, fuse with everybody right around my area right here. Yeah, when we get bored with each other, we have fuse within the primetime camp. So it's just racist. It's grudge racist, what we do. I'm just trying to, you know how back half car that would run me?
Say that again.
You know how back half car that would run me?
Who?
Do you know that back half car that would run me?
No, just like I say, you know, what if a back half car draw on you? That was my question. You know,
man, as long as they ain't got them 3417s up on their car, yes, I would try them. Yes, as long as they got a 3417, something like that. I'll run anybody.
Okay,
I can't get too many races. That's my own problem. I can't get too many races. Yeah, this weekend I can't do shit. Ain't got nobody to race.
Okay, then what would be the stiff? Okay, they would have to take off wheelie balls or whatever to run you.
What car are you talking about?
I'm just saying. If somebody comes with a back half car and they got wheelie balls.
Whoever running the boat, Realtree want to get on. 843-4252. He want his mic over.
I would have run any car.
Hold on, Tony. You might have a race. Hold on. 843-4252. Open that up. Whoever running the boat. Lady A, you running the boat. I reckon Joe in the gym probably wait. He let y'all took the show.
Y'all let him take the show tonight, y'all, but we getting ready to close it down now for final comments. I want to hear what the fans got to say about all this rigmarole and
what he got on.
Well, Joe, you had a good show going on until we started arguing. It was a damn, but it still was a good show though.
But
you want to get on, maybe he got a race. Maybe he's trying to lock a race in, Joe. He had 843-4252.
Hey, lady, open up 843-4252, 4352, one of them.
Yeah. 42, 42, 52, Joe. Maybe he got a raise for Tony since he keep begging for a raise.
Lady.
She might have even took us some vanilla wafers too, Joe.
She might be that took her a little break too, huh,
Godfather?
Yeah, I see you, lady.
Okay, while lady trying to get real cheap back on Tony, my point is this here. They're gonna solve the question. If you go out there and run somebody with you top notch or top notch. If you go out there and run somebody back here and you sitting the way you sitting on with Geronimo and don't
Hello?
Hold on, let me finish. Then you got the right to say, okay, I can't get
Truck driver, your phone keep going in that truck driver.
You change
truck
that,
driver, I'm gonna give you a good deal tonight.
And you say you
talk to me. I want you to campaign and try to get me a raise up. And see how hard your job would be. Say, man, go and call him for him. Hey, I got this motherfucker, this dirty motherfucker Tony Bynes. Will you raise him? That's what I want you to do, and I will run them. I ain't trying to pick nobody. I'm trying to race, man.
Hold on, boss. So you telling me that goddamn Geronimo flying like that, boss?
Geronimo can hold his own. Hold his goddamn own, I tell you what, I take the brakes from Dolomite. Anybody want to lock that in?
You can get Dolomite the back tie.
I'll take the brake from Dolomite. He got a back. What's called that thing, though? This ain't them cars. Ain't no
chassis. It's supposed for that. But Tony, that ain't no fair race shit.
Right.
Dolomite ain't
no
shit.
How ain't that fair race? Man, I told you supposed to call. I wanted to let them leave.
Man, Dolomite can't move nobody.
Took out. That's fair enough?
Fine. I know we'll race you 901 with Candy Cane.
Don't do that, man. We should have a serious conversation tonight, man. Don't do that now. You're cracking jokes.
All right, now.
Don't do that,
now,
man.
Godfather, get him on here.
You're trying to crack jokes. I'm coming to Holly Springs next month. Everybody going to come to Holly Springs next month?
No, if you bring Geronimo to Montgomery to Big Drag Benefit Race.
All right. I bet you won't. Witt told me he had a race locked in with Turbo Tim. I run Witt. I run anybody.
Hello.
I even called, what's his name, last week? He wouldn't even run me. What's the boy's name from Montgomery? Got the Nova.
Pruitt. You talking about Pruitt? Hood ran.
Yeah, Pruitt. I've been running. I called him 2 times last week. He hung up on me 2 times. I called him back. He hung up on me again. That's on the phone. I'm just trying to race, man. I heard him call Greg Pruitt.
So far, we ain't trying to race Geronimo with that 29 on
there.
Nobody.
Who tell me that 29 on it when I run through it? I ain't
talking
about 29.
Say Hood Rat, though. His name's Pruitt, but say Hood Rat.
Yeah, Hood Rat. Just knocking off at Geronimo. I ain't saying nothing about no 29. I said Geronimo. I could have 28 on it if I want to. I'm trying to kill, man. I'm trying to maim.
Right.
I'm trying to kill. No, it's sad, man. It's sad. I had to run a goddamn boy. It got so bad last night. I had to bring a little street car out last night. I had to run a boy. They now won up with a 10-0 in the quarter. Well, I won, though.
Lady.
I mean, Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at your board. Do you see anybody raising a hand trying to raise me?
I told you, Red Tree trying to get in.
I'm trying to get late eight, but I can't get her. Y'all just burn with me for one moment, man. Burn with me. Realtree ain't gonna let you keep talking like that. I think Realtree gonna try you, boss. You might as well get rid.
Let's get something straight. I'm gonna tell truck driver this here. Realtree got the fastest car, no doubt. But I still go to his ass. Everybody wanna say I pick races and I ain't gonna race unless I got an advantage of everybody. I'm saying it right now. Lika Weber got the fastest car.
But guess what? The fans of color always win, do it, Mr. Joseph?
No, right. Fans of color always win.
That's right. Because if he beat me, he can beat me every week for $2,500. So the fans of color will win all the time. But he ain't got the heart to race. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't saying I got the faster car. I'm saying I want to race. I can go out there and lose. I ain't saying damn, damn time. I got the faster car. So I'm saying I want to race him. That's what I'm saying. Everybody know that man's car faster, man. But I'm trying to get engaged. I'm trying to bring action. I know Chuck Dowd don't like coming to the damn track and don't see no fucking races. Do you, Chuck Dowd?
No, I come there to make money like you think.
Chuck,
I come there to make money.
Chuck, I don't see you a lot of damn drag trips and stuff like that. Have you ever seen me just say, I ain't going to race nobody? See, you see me a lot of times, drag. Have you ever said, well, damn, Tony's getting to race that boy? Have you ever seen that?
No.
The damn Tony sleeping off truck driver, dumb fucker. Now you're trying to get him on his side.
I'm going to ask a question, man. I'm going to ask a question. Chuck Dowd has been to a lot of races because he's a fan. He's a good fan. He comes to a lot of races. And he can't, and he doesn't see me to race. I know at least 50 times.
Tony, we understand it. You don't got to preach your case. We got it, Tony. We got
said,
it.
The man just said he never seen me to the track saying, oh, I ain't going to race because I'm scared to run this man. Now, I may have said I ain't going to race.
You're the track you've got that. You want to
put a real transmission. But then a transmission might be broke or something like that. But he never said my car ready to race, I'm not going to race. Ain't nobody can ever say that. So I'm going to race, I go to the track. Ain't no hell, I'm going to go to the track and sit down there and don't race. It's just a disease I got. I can't sit around and not race. That's just a disease. It's not going to crack. I got to smoke. Just like every Charleston this week, truck driver, I've been trying to get people to race me. I ain't got no race locked in yet. I've been trying to pay Type Man to get me a race locked in. Type Man can't eat it. Type Man called me the other day and said, Tony, man, I don't know what the fuck you got on these guys, man, but, man, I done called four or five people, man. I still can't make that $200.
Right. Yeah, like I said, you know, everything be posted on the Internet. I don't do the Internet. I wait till the show come on. I go by the show.
I told Little Rick to pick the track he want me to come to in the day and lock in. He going to do that. So what else can I do? I was that home over the baddest me. Now, if Dog had a fast car himself, he'd be running me every fucking week. If Dog had a car, yeah, he would. These guys got cars, man, scared to fucking race. And one thing about Dog, I can talk shit about him and all that shit, but motherfucker had a goddamn car close to me, he'd be racing every fucking week, man. I mean, close to me. He's faster than me. Close to me. I'm just, thank God he ain't got nothing close to me. So he be raising my head fucking with a lot of that. Must be has some faster than me.
I damn it. Tony trying to get me on his side now, but he tell the truth.
I'm
over there. I'll be fucking in front of him.
Right.
I'm all, I got these cars on here. It won't race. And you're damn well, I ain't trying to big bet nobody. Ain't trying to beat nobody. Ain't trying to miss him and Joe. He crazy enough, but you know he having a show. He got me locked in, but you know he got he having a show, so he got to lock in somebody. So shit, I'm going out there play easy money. Y'all going crazy?
Oh, so in other words, you said Mr. Joe, that's easy money, huh?
That's easy money. You know that dog. Don't do that dog, man. Don't do that.
Okay. All right. So if they get real tree on and real tree want to lock you in.
I'm already locked in this morning, truck driver, because I tried in vain. I tried in vain to lock Little Rico Lethal Weapon in for Valdosta.
Okay.
I ain't worried about me. I wouldn't worry about no shooter. I ain't got to worry about my car no five times for $2,500.
Tony, quit playing that car, Tony. That's what you was doing. When you was winning them, you
was
with no problem. Now you can't win them, it's a problem. So, Tony, don't keep trying that.
You know I can't win. I don't want more shootouts than Lethal Weapon.
That's my point. When you could win them, it wasn't no problem. But now you can't win them. All of a sudden, you ain't going to run your car in the shootout. You ain't going to run four. You can get in the shootout, Tony. You ain't going to run four or five times. No way, because you're probably going to get knocked out the first round.
I got something against shootouts now because he's trying to knock me out of.
Oh, yeah, but go down there, King. Now, truck driver, do it make sense for me to go to Ronnie Brown, a good friend of mine. But really, do it make sense for me to go down there to the can't get into the goddamn shootout. Can't get nobody to lock me in.
Hold up. How come you can't get in the shootout, Tony? Okay, but you don't want to get in the shootout then. You know damn well what the rules is. Don't say you can't get in it because you don't want to get in it.
I understand that. My car got 11.5 tires on, and that's what
I bought.
I'm not going to put no tire. I ain't going to let the man dangle it. Nobody.
But quit twisting it up then. Quit twisting it up now. Man, twist it up. Now, you
I'm
can fool truck driver. He can put a damn that you blow smoke up his ass.
No,
you ain't going to blow it up everybody's ass now without somebody knowing what's going on.
I ain't got no problem. Can't get in the shootout. I ain't got no problem with that. But I'm not going to let nobody think.
You can get in the shootout, Tony. You just got to put on the same tire everybody else supposed to have on.
I ain't got no problem with 20 out of 10. But I ain't going to let nobody dictate what kind of car I drive.
Okay, then. Don't say that. Say you don't want to get in the shootout.
No, don't want to get in. So you might be dictating people
how I drive
with
myself. You can't get in. So you don't want to get in. But I don't blame you. If I had Real Tree and Lil Rick looking at me, I wouldn't want to get in that motherfucker you.
I ain't telling you to shoot out town, lock them in. They wouldn't lock in. What else am I supposed to do?
They ain't got to lock in. What the hell somebody going to put up their own money when they can go out there and win $5,000
okay.
And know how to put up shit?
Oh, okay. I just wanted truck driver know what was going on. That's all.
Truck driver sit up there and let you blow smoke up his ass. Truck driver, I don't know why he keep on letting
you. Ain't blowing no guy. Truck driver.
You a damn liar. You tell all that bullshit to truck driver.
Truck
you really think he believes it.
He
just being nice and ain't saying that. He don't believe all that bullshit.
You can't do
him
answer a question. You can't do him answer a question. Somebody asked him a question. And
you
don't mean anybody.
You answer the damn question one way, Tony.
Hey,
you
ain't one way.
Man.
I ain't kidding,
smart.
Man. Wait a minute. God, like I told the truck driver what to answer and what to say.
Well, shit, Tony, you're asking it one way. Truck driver let you get away with it, but I ain't let you get away with it all night.
Man,
I shut up for a while.
Goddamn,
you keep rubbing the same shit in.
I've been trying to pay folks to get me out of here. I've been trying to pay two or three different folks, man, to get me a race locked in. They can't make that easy.
Tony, okay, you can't get a race locked in. You done said that 20 fucking times. How many more times you going to say it?
I'm going to say it one more time so truck driver can hear me.
Truck driver,
you hear me the last 15
times?
You know, it's simple. It's just crazy.
I don't know. Truck driver, might be something wrong with
you.
Truck driver, did you hear him the last 15 times? He said he couldn't get a race.
I mean, truck driver said a while ago, Tony, why you going to run with? Why you going to run Tony right? Why you going to run these folks? Truck driver ain't finna be nailed down if I run into these folks, and they know it. Not one red dime. If I run Tony right, truck driver ain't finna bet on Tony right. If I run a wit, he ain't finna bet with wit. He ain't gonna bet with none of these guys. Now, he probably would bet with lethal weapons. Yeah, he'd bet with lethal weapons, true enough. But with Lil Rick or any of them boys, he ain't finna bet with them. And them folks, that's why they ain't trying to run me truck driver because they know that they got a mind just like you got a mind. They smart. They thinking. They say, hell no, they fucking with that shit. They got good
stuff. Wait, folks. Hold on. Is you trying to say you the baddest man in Grudge Race?
I'm the baddest rat now on 29 until somebody comes
in
and say I eat.
Tony, that was my point to you early. You say you the baddest man there. My point is to you, you say you can't get no race. My point is to you, if somebody stab at you, hey, would you take a stab at him and tell him bring it and don't say it, and then you can be able to beat on your damn chest and say, hey, I'm the fattest motherfucker. Ain't nobody going to run.
Truck driver, I want to do that. I can tell you right now, I told man with 29, I don't care if they got turbos, supercharged, or whatever. I ain't trying to help you, man.
Hey, hold on. Hey,
Tony, you know.
Hold on now. Hey, I'm mad with Mississippi Joe now. Me and him finna fall out. The baddest man on 29 right now is Cold Killer.
I can't be mad for me. When it comes to Tony,
What I said is Tony ain't beat nobody. Cold Killer beat him with them damn big ass thighs. Cold Killer already whooped his ass. My point I said is Tony ain't beat nobody in no grudge mate with no damn Geronimo on 29 lately. So him talking about he the baddest man in racing, shit, he ain't run nobody.
Right.
Well, all these folks, you got to understand, truck driving all these fans, they don't give a fuck about who thinks what. All they want to do is see some action. And they can't see no goddamn action if nobody won't get side Geronimo. That's what I'm trying to explain to you,
Tony, hold on. Hold on, Tony. You know, What month is this?
This is September.
Okay, you know Santa Claus can start loading up his sleigh. Be careful what you wish for. You gonna get your Christmas wish.
What? Look at truck drivers. They can't win but $2,000. And guess how much money I'm gonna have in that $2,500? I'm gonna have probably about $700 in. So I ain't worried about it. Don't let it hurt me if I wreck. If I wreck, it's gonna be crazy.
Is,
can't hurt me. We got a camp and all we're putting in the box.
And what's that with all that background on? This might not be Mr. The Joe Show.
Yeah, man, this is my show. I just let them have their way tonight, man. You know,
truck driver. One thing about it. One thing about truck driver, you know my limit. Maybe 2,500, maybe 4,000. Sometimes I jump out there for 5,000. But guess what?
Right.
Out of that money, I may lose 1,000, 1,200, something like that. And you know goddamn well, $1,200 ain't going to break me, ain't going to hurt me. I'll be able to race it next week. When I ran a cold killer, we went up there and lost $5,000 and spent about $2,000 to get up there. We was racing the next week. So I'm just saying we can do that because one person ain't betting all that money. If I'll bet all that $5,000 by myself or all $12,000 by myself, yeah, I'll be fucked up. But we don't do that. We got a plan. I'll chip in.
You said you were saying earlier, you know, who I would bet with. If you would have ran Tony Wright and you had Gangsta Boo too, my money would go on the Ridgeway.
Yeah, I'm saying that. I'm not saying I'm gonna beat you guys now. I'm not saying I'm gonna beat all these guys because these guys got good calls. I'm just saying I will engage with them. I'm ready to engage. I want somebody to engage with me. I'm not saying to say, yeah, I got the fastest one because me, Real Tree, Tony Wright, White Boys, Big Low, these cars get up in on Saturday and run a goddamn hell of a number. Come the next fucking day, can't do shit. You're only good as that day.
Real Tree and Cold Killer can. About the rest of them, I don't know about.
Hold on, fellas. I'm going to have to take it now. I didn't even do no upcoming events before the show. I enjoy everybody. We're going to have to shut it down
man,
right
I
now. We're going to have to shut it down right now. Don't forget about Montgomery Motorsport Park next weekend, September 22nd. Big drag, benefit race, all fines, all the players going to be in the house looking for action and getting down. Don't forget about Darlington, Pro Stock Joe, the 21st of September, World Bad and Bagass. I know I got a full show, so everybody hear me. Get out and see you some good racing. And you know what? I can't do final comments because late eight I went to sleep. But I want to thank everybody for being on here. And it was a great show. We had a good time. Tony Bynes, Truck Driver, and the Godfather took over the show. I let them have it. But mostly Tony took it over, so it was a good show. It really was a Tony Bynes Truck Driver show tonight. So I hope y'all enjoyed it, fellas. And ladies and gentlemen, if y'all didn't, we'll do better the next time, and we'll get better. So if don't talk about me, pray for me. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how hard you try, you can't beat God's giving. Good night, everybody.